Dick Spaulding hanging out with you here on a Thursday night as we're talking Royal Valley girls basketball with head basketball coach David Boucher. Coach, thanks for taking some time again here with our weekly locker room chats. And we wanted to talk and get caught up a little bit. Also, Royal Valley basketball on the girls' side, some success lately. And you guys have been playing a lot of games in a short amount of days due to makeups. How difficult is that for your guys' program and anybody in the Big Seven League specifically here in the down portion of the season to get all these games fit back in?
Oh, of course, it's difficult logistically and whatnot, but, you know, we have great kids. They're tough, and they focus, and they understand the little things matter, and, you know, going to sleep and studying your scouting reports, and quick turnarounds are important, and so they really have bought into that and get after it and just love to play the game. And so, logistically it's been, you know, a little bit less sleep on my end and the girls' end, you know, playing six games here in 2 weeks. And but, you know, overall, like, they bring a real positive attitude and energy to everything that we do, and so it's been a joy.
Yeah, you guys have won three straight games dating back to last Friday, and back-to-back this week. You had to play last night against Jeff West, Tuesday night at Perry, and you got Baldwin tomorrow. So what does this week look like for you? Again, winners of three straight, what's that feeling right now with your guys' squad?
I think that, you know, we try not to get too high when we win. We try not to get too low when we lose. And we just try to focus on playing the next play and getting a little bit better every day. But it feels so much better when you win, you know, the juice in the building and getting up in the morning. I'm getting old, so my joints hurt. So, like, when we win the night before, my joints hurt a little less, you know, and that's just been fun. To be able to handle and be a part of. You know, four of the six games we've had to play, or we've gotten the opportunity to play these last 2 weeks, have been on the road, you know, which is not always conducive, but our girls have really responded well, and like I said before, like, bring a lot of positive energy and keeps me young.
5-11 overall record, 4-8 league play, but as mentioned, three straight wins. You got four games remaining here in the regular season. Friday night, tomorrow night at Baldwin, and then next week at home against Nemaha, at Hiawatha, and you end the year at home against Silver Lake. As you're making this push heading towards sub-state, what's going to be the big key for you guys hitting down this final four-game stretch?
I think it's staying present. You know, it's a long it's a long season, and there's the old analogy that most people quit a marathon on, you know, at mile 19, mile 20, you know, 70%, 75% done with their season. And for whatever reason, our girls right now, you know, they've really bought in and really are pushing and growing. And so, in staying locked in and staying possession by possession, game by game, and focusing on what they can control. Specifically, we got to continue, we've made huge improvements, but we got to continue to not turn the ball over. We went through a little stretch there in December and early January where we turned the ball over too much. We've really gotten better there. We're shooting the ball much better. We're scoring much, much better, but part of that is turnovers and decreasing there. We got to continue to rebound the ball and limit shot opportunities for the other teams. We just got to stay locked in and just focus on what we can control and get just a little bit better every day, and I think we'll be where we need to be.
Yeah, no doubt. Day by day, it's a long, grueling season, not only for you as a coach, but for the kids. But let's talk kids here for a brief moment. You mentioned rebounding and the success that you've been having. Sammy Klotz, coach, just talk about her. She's a stud for your team. She's a stud across the entire state in all classifications with rebounding specifically. What's clicking right now for Sammy?
I mean, she's shooting 44% the last five games. She's got her free throws are looking much improved. Of course, she's top five rebounder in the state of Kansas, and she's just athletic. She's a state qualifier in track. She's an all-league softball player in a tough Big Seven league. She's, of course, an all-league, all-state volleyball player and going to go continue to play college volleyball in 2 years at the University of Central Missouri. Just an all-around great person. She's an honor roll student. She's a team-elected captain, and she takes so many leadership roles in a lot of different areas of our school. She's really, really putting it together offensively, which is really the only part of her game. that maybe was a little bit lacking. And so it's great to see what she's done the last couple games, and really hope she continues that on.
And Athena brought us, you know, her emergence in the last five games for you as well. We talked off air about it, how she's averaging 12 and a half a game now for your squad. And then Avery Stidham running the point. You know, again, offensively, you talked about how you're scoring the ball more effectively. How important is it for these girls to continue what they've been doing the last five games?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely important to let the game come to them. You know, don't try to force your way into a, you know, double team. Don't try to force a shot over, you know, a defender that's, you know, contesting the shot. Just move the ball, let somebody else touch it, and then you'll get the ball back. You know, the more you share it, the more the ball comes back. It's weird how that works. That's really what we're doing. We're just taking good shots. We're not forcing things, whether it's Avery, whether it's Panna, whether it's Kibo. Whether it's Athena or Sammy or Stormy or anybody else that plays for us, it's just, you know, playing team basketball, not forcing your way in there and letting the game come to them.
All right, Coach. Well, you'll be getting to talk with Brandon Tabbitt next week as he'll be back doing your coaches' shows. But thanks so much for taking some time today. Good luck tomorrow at Baldwin. And next week, again, just four games remaining on your schedule. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, sir.
Again, Coach David Boucher of the Royal Valley Lady Panthers. We'll talk Boys Panther Hoops with Coach Chris Brown after this timeout.